You're listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast, the internet show about small business marketing with your host, Jay Arrett. Power to the small business.
It's episode number 29 of Power to the Small Business. I am Jay Arrett of the Marketing Spot, small business marketing firm in Waco, Texas. Want to send a quick shout out to the new listeners in Savannah, Georgia. I'll be in Savannah May 14th and 15th for a couple of events, keynoting the annual Small Business Chamber Banquet, and then conducting a branding workshop the next morning. I've never been to Savannah, but I hear it's absolutely beautiful. Looking forward to it. Thanks to Carol Kirchner of Smart Feet in Savannah and the Chamber President, Alan Edwards, for inviting me out. Stay tuned at the end of the episode. I'm making a few tweaks in the show in the next month, and I'd like you to be part of those changes. Okay, in this episode, we're going to tackle email marketing for small business. And rather than having just one expert who has written a good book on email marketing, I looked around the internet for some of the best email marketing specialists. I didn't want to have just one opinion for the show. I wanted to have a panel and get a wide range of advice. I wish more clients would do email marketing. I found that most small businesses have trouble wrapping their arms around this concept of email marketing. And like most things, the big problem is just getting started. I mean, how do you do email marketing? From the collecting of email addresses, to what you should say, to what service you should use. So to answer those questions, our panel of experts are Stephanie Miller. She is Vice President, Global Market Development for ReturnPath.net. Chad White, he is Research Director at SmithHarmon.com, and Julie Niehoff is Regional Development Director for Constant Contact. So let's get started and take the mystery out of email marketing. And we go to the Skype line now with our panel of email marketing experts, Stephanie Miller of ReturnPath, Chad White of SmithHarmon, and Julie Niehoff of Constant Contact. Distinguished panel, welcome to the big show. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Email marketing, much like social media and a lot of other marketing tools for small businesses, is a mystery to entrepreneurs. And I think the first question that a lot of small business owners have is, does email marketing still work? Because it's been around, it seems like, for a long time already. And does email marketing still work?
Thanks, Jay. This is Stephanie. You know, Jay, we hear that email is dead every time a new cool technology or social media comes out. But the fact is that email is the backbone of most of the work that we do in the business world, right? So all of business happens and starts and ends in the inbox. So it's still very, very important. And one of the things that's great about it is that the small business owner owns the data around email marketing. So it's a very powerful channel. But I'll tell you, here's why email is really alive, is because it generates the highest return of anything in your marketing toolkit. So despite the fact that it's not new, it drives a lot of revenue and business success, and that is always in fashion.
So it's not a shiny new object, but it still works, huh?
Absolutely.
Julie, does email marketing still work?
It absolutely still works. I see it working for our customers every single day. And just like Stephanie said, it is the most return for your money and bang for your buck of any piece of your marketing mix. It's effective, it's immediate, it's easy, and it's inexpensive. And it's 20 times more cost effective than direct mail. It can cost as little as fractions of a penny per email. Hard to beat that.
You know, I've got a panel of email marketing specialists here, so I guess I wouldn't expect you to say that email marketing does not work. But Chad, let me ask you slightly different from what Stephanie and Julie have responded to. Obviously, you believe email marketing works. Why does it still work?
Well, it still works because it's the most powerful way of communicating with existing customers. It's a fantastic retention tool. And certainly over the last few years, we've heard a lot of talk about blogs and RSS and social networks, and Twitter is certainly getting a lot of press right now. And email has been kind of quietly in the background, generating, a tremendous ROI. According to the DMA, generates about $43 in return versus things like search, which generate around $20 for every dollar spent on it. You know, it's a workhorse that's kind of quietly churning in the background and not getting a lot of press. And it's certainly, it's certainly a missed opportunity. If you're just jumping on like that new hot technology, you're really missing out on, proven technology like email marketing.
In my opinion, the past couple of years, it's been like a marketing stepchild as these new social media tools come online. And why do you think email marketing is not maybe as highly regarded as even traditional media marketing, and then these shiny new social media tools?
Sure. I think that's really changing. You know, the times, marketing budgets being slashed, I think have really put a new emphasis on marketing channels that work, and email marketing works. It's not super sexy. It's, you know, again, it's not whiz bang like, you know, Facebook and Twitter and such, but it generates money and does so very effectively, and really all the infrastructure is so well proven out. You know, there's tons of email service providers to choose from, and although, you know, it's always changing, there's a lot of infrastructure that's there for people to get going.
Jay, this is Stephanie, and I disagree with that premise. I think that actually email is not viewed as, you know, old and frumpy and not interesting. Email is viewed as the savior for a lot of businesses. And in fact, more and more small businesses are getting into email marketing because it does work and because it is such a powerful channel. It's also really easy to do. There's lots and lots of technology out there that's easy to access and very automated. So any small business owner can do email marketing effectively. Plus, subscribers love it. So your customers are signing up for email programs every day. And so you have an opportunity to communicate with them in a way that they want to be communicated with. So I absolutely disagree. I think that you know, email marketing is powerful and desired because it does work so well.
Okay, Stephanie, I want to get back to that in a second, but first I want to hear what Julie has to say.
I think that for many small businesses, it's actually a fairly new tool for them because in the past it's been more expensive and more difficult to use. And because there are so many services emerging that are reputable, that are helping people with best practices and making it easy to do and affordable, it's something that now, because it's proven, small businesses are able to put some of their time and energy into it and a little bit of their money and see real bang for the buck. In fact, it's really become a marketing lifeline for many, many small businesses across the country, especially in this economy.
Okay, it's interesting to hear the panel's opinion on this because I coach small businesses and I work with a lot of small businesses here locally. I think email could be a powerful tool, but when I talk to these local entrepreneurs and try to get them involved in some email marketing, you know, the first thing they have to do is start collecting email addresses. They don't like to do that. They think, oh, like, here's another program I have to start. You know, with radio or TV, I can just go buy some ads. But with email, now I have to start collecting email addresses, and I have to – how do you get over that initial hump there? Let's get into that. Where do you get this email list? How do you get started? If I'm a small business owner and it's so powerful, how do I get started doing this?
Jay, this is Stephanie. I think that, first of all, you have to have something to say. Don't do email if you're not ready to make a commitment to it. So I think that your clients and you're advising them to be kind of hard on themselves and be sure that they're ready to embark on email marketing is absolutely a wise course. So it's not trivial investment in terms of time and effort, although it is very inexpensive in terms of financial. So I think that's an important distinction is that email marketing, you're making a commitment to communicate and have a dialogue with your customers, people who are really, really important to you. And so if you can't blow it. You can't start it and stop it. You can't, you know, sort of promise that you're going to send weekly newsletters and end up sending daily, sales messages that aren't that relevant, right? So you're making a commitment here to your customers, and I think you should take that very, very seriously. So a good way to start is to kind of think about, well, what is it that I want to say? What are my business goals? Is it retention? Is it sales? Is it awareness? Is it site visits? Is it getting people back to my store on a more timely basis? Is it communicating with people who just purchased? Whatever the business goal is, think about that, and then think about how would I communicate with those customers? What do I say to them? And then start to think about the list. Start to think about the partner that you need to send it, like Constant Contact or MailChimp, or Campaign Monitor, or Vertical Response, right? All companies that are very, very good at focusing and working with small businesses.
This is Julie, and I'd like to add to that it's important to start beginning to collect email addresses. I'm surprised on a daily basis how few small businesses are actually asking for the email address. Once you begin to do that, you have permission to email people for promotional purposes if you have done business with them recently, because they are likely to recognize you in the from line on the email, and they reasonably expect to get an email from you. You need to begin to build that rapport, and like Stephanie said, to have regular, established communication. The purpose of email marketing, at least in these times, is to set the rhythm of the relationships you already have. It's not about a massive cold call to say, come buy my stuff, to people that don't know you. It's about nurturing the relationships that you have to bring existing customers back in, because the bottom line is an existing customer or repeat customer spends on average 67% more than a new customer, and you don't have the cost of acquisition of a new customer. So it's a valuable use of your time to begin to set the rhythm of that relationship using tools like email marketing and online surveys and things like that.
This is Chad. I would just add to that that small businesses definitely have to be a little bit more careful in their planning. They need to assess, you know, what assets, what materials they have currently, and see how they can, you know, repurpose and use those in an email marketing campaign. And definitely, you know, to Stephanie's point, you know, you got to be committed. So you got to kind of plan out ahead of time, you know, what are you going to do? You have to build a calendar. And I think having really easy templates that are flexible and easy to add information to is very vital. I think that's where a lot of small businesses really kind of hesitate, you know, is on the production side of things. Because frequently the person who's heading up email marketing for them, you know, is spending a fraction of their time. It's not like larger companies where they have, you know, a single person dedicated to email marketing or multiple people, you know, and potentially using an agency. You know, it's probably, you know, it's a fraction of one person that's dedicated to email marketing. So you've got to keep things simple, got to plan ahead, you know, again, have a nice, easy template, and try not to make things too complicated.
This is Julie. I just wanted to add to that, that it is important to define your goals, and in fact, I would add to define as one specific objective to each email message that you're sending. It's not, you know, you've got to have an overall goal, but you've also got to define one objective and one action that you're trying to drive from people in the email so that you can begin to measure what works and what doesn't. And you define your audience. If you will segment your audience either by where they live or where they work or what they're interested in and send messages that are targeted specific to their interests or their location, then you're not going to waste so many people's time, and you're sending them relevant, valuable information that matters to them specifically, and that definitely helps in creating impact with your messages.
I'd like to get back to this starting the program thing, because that's the hardest thing that I see on a local level is these entrepreneurs. You have all talked about the commitment, because it is a commitment. I mean, when you start a new program, you have to take time that you used to spend doing something else and now spend it on this email marketing program. So let's talk about getting started. How do you start collecting these email addresses from your customers? And then what do you do with them once you collect them?
Yeah, you definitely want to make sure that you're using your existing channels to collect email addresses. So, you know, want to use your online channel. You want to have a sign up, an email sign up form on your home page, and preferably on every page of your website. And a sign up form that also kind of it sells, you know, your email program. Don't just say sign up for our newsletter. You got to say, you know, sign up for our new newsletter to get, you know, exclusive discounts and, you know, news about, you know, whatever is germane to your business. So, you know, make sure you're kind of selling it. You know, don't just say sign up for our newsletter. And then also, you know, consider offline channels. If you have a store, you know, definitely be asking people, you know, at the checkout, you know, for their email address. And I think you have to be really careful there with what you do at that point, because addresses collected offline tend to have a pretty decent error rate. So you got to be really careful with that, and make sure that you're managing your permission really well. Make sure that people know they're going to get an email from you when they give you their email address. I think this is another area where small businesses can get in trouble, because while customers know them, their brand isn't as well known as, you know, a Sears or a Walmart. And I think that smaller brands have a higher potential to get into sender reputation problems, where they get marked as spam by people. So I think you want to be like, you play it very conservative when it comes to permission to make sure people know you're going to email them.
This is Julie. It is important to add something to your website if you're a small business that allows people to join your list, and most reputable services will give you the tools to do that, to make it easy to add something like that to your website. But when I'm teaching classes, I teach classes regularly to small business owners across the state, and this is a huge issue for them. How do I grow my list? And obviously, anytime you're interacting with someone, wherever you touch people, wherever you're meeting people on the phone, in person, at meetings, events, those are opportunities to get someone to join your list. But using the words, do you want to join my list, generally is not going to be the highest yield for you. It's good to brand the experience of joining the list by naming the list. I've got a customer that recently created something called the Going Green Business Forum. And when people join that, if they understand that they're going to get information about going green for their business, and when you brand it like that, it's less I want your spam and it's more I really want to know what you're doing or what your expertise is and to get on board and to be part of something that's happening. And if you don't want to name the list, you can name the publication and have people subscribe to that publication. It's a great way to get people interested in getting your emails without having to use the words, do you want to get my emails?
This is Stephanie. You know, we're not trying to scare anybody, right? Like, we want this commitment to help you be serious about email marketing, but it's okay to start small. It's okay to start with 15, 25 people on your email list and grow that up into the hundreds gradually over the course of a quarter. And in terms of coming up with a great content strategy, like, what is it that I'm going to send that's going to be interesting? Actually, the answer is very simple. No matter what business you are in, subscribers want the same thing from us. They want us to help them, plain and simple. They want us to help them be more productive, become more beautiful, gain wealth, look smarter, be happier, get a raise, right? Be a great dad. Those are the things that subscribers want from us. And so if you think about your content strategy in those terms, you know, and give subscribers what it is that they want, which is help and support, then they will give you, business owner, what you want, which is loyalty, more revenue, more interest in your business, more support. They will Twitter about you. They will talk about you with their Facebook friends. They will talk about you with their colleagues over a business dinner, right? So those are the things that we want to engage our subscribers with, is that they become much more familiar with our businesses so that they can help us grow our businesses.
Right, and that's important. People don't sign up for your email list so they can be sold something, right? Hey, sell me something.
Yeah, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. And in fact, you know, that's why there's too much spam, right? So all of us, when we look at our inboxes, we see, you know, the really horrible junky spam, right? The evil, cowardly spam that is from, you know, horrible people. But we also see junk that is from companies that we may know, brands that we recognize, even businesses that we do business with, that is just not interesting to us. And that is the meter for subscribers who are marking messages as spam. And so every time that someone clicks that report spam button on their interface in Yahoo or Hotmail or Outlook, that sends what is called a complaint to the ISPs, which are Hotmail and Gmail, right? And if you get too many of those, they will block all your mail. So if you're sending messages that nobody wants, it will eliminate this channel for you as an opportunity. So it is really important to think about how your marketing message becomes valuable as opposed to all the junk that's in our boxes, even from brands that we know.
Okay, so now we've got these email addresses, and I want to know now that we've collected however many it is, from 15 to a couple hundred email addresses, what do I do with them? Do I just send email out from my Outlook? Do I send it from my Gmail account?
This is Julie, and I definitely would suggest that people go through a reputable email marketing service. I happen to work for one, Constant Contact, but any reputable service is better than sending from your own regular email address from Yahoo or Gmail or whatever. You're going to get higher deliverability, meaning fewer blockings. You're going to protect your own email address, and you'll also have access to all of the best practices put into place already to help you stay compliant with all the legal issues, the can-spam laws and all of that, because they'll have the built-in headers and footers and unsubscribe buttons and all of that, and you don't have to manage the unsubscribes, and the system does it for you. And it's so affordable and easy to use these days that there's really no reason for you to go through your own system. If you were using Yahoo to send, say, 1,000 emails today, it would take you all day and into tomorrow to break it into little lists and send it out, and Yahoo would still notice and stop you from doing it. But if you'll go through a service, you'll have it's just so much easier, and you can use templates and have a good-looking email that's got color and photos and links, and it's all trackable. and there's really not a reason not to use a service.
Thanks, Jay. This is Stephanie. I think I would just add to that another really important value is having good templates. So all of the reputable email service providers like Constant Contact, but there's others like MailChimp and Campaign Monitor and Vertical Response and iContact, all of them have great templates. So you don't have to necessarily be a designer. You can be a small business owner and still send out beautiful HTML functional messages, and that's a huge time saver.
Yeah, just to echo, definitely don't try to do it in-house, especially, if you have any aspirations of having, several hundred or thousands of subscribers, it's best to go with an email service provider. People who don't tend to get in trouble because, email has changed over the last 10 years. It's not how it was in the 1990s, where you could, probably send out, a ton of email, through Outlook and through webmail accounts. You can't do that anymore. You need to use an ESP, an email service provider. It'll really protect you from having things go horribly wrong and getting blacklisted, because ESP is one of the really important things that they do is they manage bounces, which is when you have an address that's no longer valid. Almost for that reason alone, you really need to use an ESP if you're serious about email marketing.
And this is Julie. I would just add to that we're not talking, when we're saying use a service, we're not talking about spending thousands. We're talking about starting at $15 a month, which any small business or nonprofit can handle.
Yeah, email marketing can be very, very cost effective as far as the money that you have to put out for it. Let's get down to some of the best practices here. Give me your best tips, best practices, and let's go around the horn here. Let's start with Stephanie. What are some of your top tips for email marketing for small business?
Thanks, Jay. I think one of the things you want to think about is to really think about the difference between a valued message in the inbox and something that is junk or spam. So you obviously, as a small business owner, want to be in that first category. So the partner that you choose to help you send your message, that email service provider like Constant Contact, the partner that you choose, you want to make sure that partner is going to help you, keep your data clean. So there's some resources for checking that. So, you can go to free services online, senderscore.org, senderbase.com, and look up your business name, the domain. So it would be, themarketingspot.com as the domain. Or you can put in an IP address, which is a technical code that has a bunch of numbers in it. And you can put in that information and find out whether or not the messages that you send are perceived to be valued, welcome, good marketing messages, or if they're perceived to be spam. So even if you are sending stuff that is welcome, there could be other small businesses using that same pipe that you're using, and they may not be sending stuff that's valuable. So you want to understand that when you work with a partner, that you're being put on an IP address that is well-founded and is only reputable sender. So there's one thing that you can do to just check and make sure that who you're working with is going to serve you well.
This is Julie. I would say number one is that when you're trying to decide what to write about, it's not so much about what you sell or the services that you sell as it is about what you know, who you are, your experience, your expertise, your level of comfort with your knowledge, and sharing that information. It's also very important, though, and this is overly simple, but one of the most important things you can do for your email marketing is to make sure that you are recognized, meaning in the from line on your email where it says who it's from, people must instantly recognize that name, whether it's your name or your company's name. Think about in your own life when you open your email. Most people these days, because we get so much unwanted email, are going through the from line first. They just run down it and they stop at people that they know and either open the email immediately or take a second to read the subject line to see where it falls, in their battle of priorities for the day. But most of us are running down the from line, and you must be recognized at that moment or you're missing the boat completely. Second, I would say when you're writing a subject line, so let's assume that they've recognized you and they move over to your subject line, typically you only have 2 seconds at that point. You need to front load your subject line message into the first 2 words as much as possible, and the best way to write your subject line is to answer the question, why does this matter today? Because everyone opening their email is running down the same priority list in their own mind, and are you going to win that battle of priorities? If you can answer that question in your subject line, you'll have a much better chance of being opened. Another one is to make sure you're giving people something special for giving you their email address, meaning something that people who aren't on the list don't get, and whether that's something that has a dollar value or access to an industry report or access to your time, access to your knowledge, whatever it is, it's got to be something special that other people don't get without giving you their email address. And finally, I would definitely emphasize the importance of being human in your emails, to leverage the fact that you are a person, not just your business, because email works because people open emails from people that they know and trust. So you've got to find a way to put personality or humanness in these emails. Write the way that you would speak to someone in a business meeting. So if you happen to be a more corporate environment, like a CPA or something, then you may speak in or write in a more corporate, formal tone. But if you're a personal service, you may be more first-person, relaxed style, that kind of thing. You've got to find a way to connect through the emails. It's important to find a way to jump through the screen and be human.
Yeah, I would advise people to learn as much as they can. There are a lot of great resources out there for email marketers. But the kind of a business best practice is to go and educate yourself as much as possible. And there's great resources at MediaPost, at ClickZ. There's a lot of great email marketing blogs. I write one myself called the Retail Email Blog. It's one of the downsides of our industry that there's not a lot of formal education. So being plugged into what's going on, you know, in the trade media and on blogs is a great way to make sure that you're current, to get great new ideas, and kind of stay on top of things. And I would also advise, you know, to test. One of the great things about email marketing is that you get results very quickly, and it allows you to make incremental changes from one email to the next. It's not like direct mail where you might be waiting, you know, weeks to get information back on how that went. You know, you can get, you know, good information within several hours about how your email is performing. Use that information to kind of change things up, make improvements, tweak things, see, you know, and look for incremental improvement that way.
Wow, great discussion today to our distinguished panel of guests. Thank you all for being here. Stephanie of Return Path, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
And Chad White of Smith Harmon, we appreciate your input too.
Thank you.
And Julie Niehoff of Constant Contact, hey, thanks for your voice also.
Thanks so much.
So do you feel more confident now? Email marketing really is something that just about every small business should consider, because it's not about spamming people you don't know. It's about communicating with your existing customers. They have already placed their trust and their confidence in you. Just to share a personal example with you, there's this small winery out in the Santa Ynez Valley near Santa Barbara, California. It's near Solvang, where they filmed the movie Sideways. The place is called Shoestring Winery. My wife and I purchased some wine from Shoestring when we were out there a few years ago, and Rosvita and Bill Craig make this awesome Sangiovese. Now, a couple times a year, Rosvita will send me an email suggesting, reminding me that I should probably buy some wine. I almost always do. I'm glad when she sends me an email because it reminds me I want some more of that Shoestring Sangiovese. I want those emails. Now, some of your customers want emails from you. If you have interesting information, if you don't send emails to just bug people, it's okay to send your customers emails. The barrier to entry is so low, and you probably already have many of your customers' email addresses. $15 a month, a couple of hours of effort? Come on, just about every small business can do it. And if you have some good email marketing stories, please send them to me. You can comment in the show notes on the blog, which can be found at themarketingspot.blogspot.com. Or send me an audio comment to my email address, which is jay@themarketingspot.com. And I'd also like your help on a couple of other projects. I'm going to revamp the intro to the show, and I need a new female voice. So if you are a female, have an announcer-type voice, not quite that deep, of course, and some audio recording stuff on your computer, hey, drop me an email, and you could be my next new official Power to the Small Business announcer. Also, if you're a small business and you have a specific marketing question you want answered, send it to me. I'd like to answer it right here on the next episode of Power to the Small Business. And if you could, please send it to me in the form of an audio comment. And nowadays, they are very easy to do. Many computers come with a built-in microphone. Almost all computers have some sort of basic sound recording software on them. So go ahead, record your small business marketing question, send it to my email address, and we'll answer it on a future episode of Power to the Small Business. Again, my email address is jay@themarketingspot.com. So that wraps up episode number 29. My name is Jay Arrett. My website is themarketingspot.com. The blog where you can find all the show notes from this episode is themarketingspot.blogspot.com. And the podcast archive where you can find all previous episodes of Power to the Small Business is themarketingspot.podomatic.com. That's where you can also subscribe via iTunes so that you never have to miss an episode of the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast with Jay Arrett, the internet show about small business marketing. Please add your comment or post your question in the comment area below. You can email Jay with comments and suggestions to jay@themarketingspot.com. For more information about our company, see our website, themarketingspot.com. Power to the small business.